Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the black bitchy bitch with the roof missing. If it don't make dollars, don't make sense. Z, wake up like I gotta get it. And I got an engine for a trunk space. I get money three ways, seven different formats. Plus she's no oblate, but I make that walk with some cheesecake. Yeah, I'm the coldest mirror I see. Looking in the mirror like I wish I can be me. She too into me, I'm more into money. My hobbies are body, that's my lobby. I'ma eat it. I don't lie, I'm my dude, too conceited. I told her she my wife for the weekend. But don't be acting like I need you, cause we poppin' like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey, yo. I'ma take her out down, she bring her friend around, so I'm both like, hey, yo. I'm a bougie arrow, let the roof at home. We poppin' like, but don't be acting like I need you.
I'm in the rose, you don't roll right. My chain shine brighter than a strobe light. I'm tryna Coco, this don't concern ice. If I motorboat, she gon' motorbike. I ain't worried about nothing. Rehabilitation, just have me worry about money. Decision making, only worry about stunning. She worry about me, her nigga worry about cussing. I wanna see her body. Then she said, get inside of me. I wanna feel you, baby.
Yeah.
Just bring the animal right out of me. When I go down on her. Now we fucking, she thuggin', getting loud.
Cause we poppin' like,
hey, yo. All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey, yo. I'ma take her out down, she bring her friend around.
From a mile away, Valentine and that it's a holiday.
You losing money, I win meals. Dr. J, she gon' follow my lead. Simon says,
paper, I'm riding scrapers in California. Car smell like ammonia, we got that stank on us.
Never been an outcast, that stank on ya. From the ghetto, but my like Apollonia.
We in the hood, tatted like a Mexican. Car too fast, give a fuck about pedestrians.
And my section left me, more lesbian.
Got your beer, I'm that new.
Yeah, she poppin' like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey, yo.
Yeah.
I'ma take her arrow down, she bring her friend around, so I'm both like, hey, yo. I'm a bougie arrow, let the roof at home, we poppin' like, hey, yo, hey.
that fly shit. King Stoney, drop top, no roof.
Good morning, guys, and thanks for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Welcome to those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, guys, for tuning in, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and talk. Let's talk out loud. The reason I say that is because this is your platform. Your platform. It isn't just my platform, but this is your platform to talk about things that you want to. Whatever you want to talk about, I don't care. Today is Free for All Friday, and that's exactly what it means, is Free for All Friday, where you guys can call in, all lines are open, and you can talk about whatever you want. Okay, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now we're looking at 77 degrees right now in ATL, with the high supposedly of 91 today. I don't know if it's going to get to 91 today with the clouds and all that are hovering over above. And tomorrow we're looking at 83 and a chance of rain. Sunday, 88 and a chance of rain. And it should be clearing again on Monday. So we're looking at maybe a wet weekend this weekend. So if you have plans, outdoor plans for this weekend, be sure to have an umbrella because I believe you're going to get a little rain. All right. Let's see. Again, Free Fall Friday, 818-301-5834. You guys can call in and let's talk. Now, remember, I know a little about a lot and a lot about a little. Okay? A little about a lot and a lot about a little. But today is your day. So anything you guys want to talk about, just call into the show and let's talk. Okay? I'm giving you the show today. And a few other things. I don't know if you guys heard about the guy that shot the journalist on live TV the other day. I think it may have been yesterday or maybe the day before in Virginia. And then he put it on Facebook somehow. I don't know, but he shot the reporter and the cameraman and then told he killed himself. So he killed three people, all right? And he killed them because what was being said is that he was a reporter on that with that news show, and he got let go. And everyone's saying that he was a horrible journalist, okay? He wasn't good at what he did, so they let him go. Now, he said that he got discriminated against, and he also said that they was using his homosexuality as a basis, I guess, for firing him. But you can't do that in the working place. Okay, no one can be discriminated against based on sex, religion, national origin, things like that. Y'all know the deal, right? So I don't know what happened there, but that's exactly what happened, and he killed those people for apparently no reason at all. But that's what happened. I tell you, you know, it was funny this morning. Well, let me do this. Let's do the word of the day first, and then we'll get into some more of this. The word of the day today is prevaricate. Prevaricate is a verb. It's P-R-E-V-A-R-I-C-A-T-E. Prevaricate. Prevaricate. Okay? And it's a verb, and it means to deviate from the truth. Okay? To deviate from the truth. So you're prevaricating. Okay? That means to deviate from the truth. You're not telling the truth. It's prevaricate. All right. That's a good word. Now, back to this. Now, I heard this morning on a radio show. There was a guy that was doing the news, right? Really funny. And he said that what's the guy's name with the hair that's running for president? Man, I forget his name that quick. I forgot his name. Donald Trump. Trump, president, right? So Trump said that America doesn't have a gun problem. America has a mental problem. So he's saying that people that are going around shooting people, like this guy in Virginia that killed those people, are mentally unstable. He said people in America are mentally unstable. That's why these shootings are happening. And then the guy said, and that may be true, Trump said, but he said Trump is just talking about the people that support him, okay? Mental people, mentally disabled people, mentally disturbed people are the ones who are supporting Donald Trump. Now, I did a show not long ago asking, why is he running for president, right? Why is he running for president? He doesn't have any kind of, you know, political background or anything like that. He's a businessman. So why is he running for president? I don't know, okay? And then when I did the show, I had a listener call in from Alabama saying that, asking me, because I said I was going to vote for Hillary Clinton. He's asking me, what has Hillary Clinton done in politics to be considered for the White House? Well, she's been in politics for a long, long time. Now, what has Donald Trump done in politics to make him be president of the United States? I know he's not even going to make he's not even going to be the Republican nominee. He's not even going to be the one that runs for the Republicans. You know, he ain't going to make it that far. But what makes him? What's his background? What makes him think that he's going to be a great president? What, you know, what's going on there? All right. And then something else that's in the news, it's been 10 years. Today is 10 years since Katrina ravaged the coast of New Orleans or the coast of Louisiana and just wreaked havoc on that town. 10 years ago. Can y'all believe that? 10 years ago, Katrina came in and wreaked havoc on the city of New Orleans. And I was listening to some 911 tapes of some people who were calling in, you know, trying to get help from authorities there because they were being flooded. You know, they didn't know what to do. No food, no water, anything. So they were trying to get help. And it was really, really some sad recordings there. I mean, I think I heard like 15 of them. And they were really sad. One guy called in. He said, George Bush does not need to be president anymore. We need to get him out the White House right now, today, because he's doing nothing. And you know, that's true. I mean, I don't understand why things didn't happen the way I think that they should have happened in New Orleans on that fateful day, or that the fateful days after. Okay, Bush should have been acting a fool trying to get people to help these people in New Orleans. Okay, I mean, he should have been doing everything in his power to get aid to those people in New Orleans, and I don't think he did. Now, something else I wanted to talk about. A bit of sad news on yesterday. I don't know if you guys heard or if you care, but Darryl Dawkins, a basketball player from back in the day, known as Chocolate Thunder. I think that Darryl Dawkins was one of the first guys to come out of high school and play in the NBA, go straight from high school to the NBA. I need to look that up. He may have been the first come out of high school and go straight to the pros. If somebody knows that, call me and let me know. I think he was, or it was either him or Moses Malone. But Darryl Dawkins died yesterday. He died of an apparent heart attack. They won't know for sure until the autopsy is done. But Chocolate Thunder, as he called himself, died on yesterday from a heart attack. And my condolences really go out to his wife and his family. He was only 58 years old. I mean, that's really, really young man. And, you know, my wife said something to me. She said that when something like this happened, and these people are, you know, that we used to watch, and, you know, they were our entertainment back in the day, and these people are, some of these people are dying, and, you know, they're around our age. I mean, to die at 58 years old, I'm not 58 years old, but to die at 58 years old from a heart attack is just, you know, that's kind of mind-boggling. But he wasn't a great player, but he was very, very entertaining. Okay, very entertaining. He wasn't he wasn't a very talented player, but he was just big and ugly, and this dude, he get the ball and. You know, that was back in the day when you could wear gold chains, and he had three or four gold chains on his neck, and he have all these wristbands on his arm. Big old dark skinned guy, and he'd get that ball, and if he was near that goal, he was gonna try and tear it down. And if you stick your hand in there trying to block that ball, I feel for you, because he had an apt nickname of Chocolate Thunder, because when he dunked that ball, I mean, he tried to pour the whole goal down. He was the first guy in the NBA to shatter the backboard. You know, but and he was the reason that they put in the breakaway goals, where when you dunk the ball now, the goal you know, is breakaway, so it gives away and then it pops back in place, so it can withstand the pressure that's put on it when somebody dunks the ball and hangs on the goal. I'm giving a lesson here in this stuff. So he was the first guy to do that. Okay, back in the day, he was the first guy to tear down the backboard. I remember he came to Atlanta to play the Hawks, and all the hoopla there, I think it was sold out that night. And he played with Dr. J. It was sold out that night. Of course, people came to see Dr. J, but people also came to see Chocolate Thunder because he had broken a backboard maybe the week before, and everywhere he went to play, all around the United States, each city he went to play, they had to have an extra backboard sitting in the hallway, back in the hallway, waiting just in case he got a dunk and broke the glass so they could pull another one out there, clean up, and set another backboard up and keep playing the game. I mean, that was it was wild. And he was a character. I mean, Darryl Dawkins was a character. He named all his dunk the Rump Shaker, In Your Face, and Yo Mama This, and all. I mean, he was a character. And I'm sure you'll see some more things about Darryl Dawkins here in the news. Okay. And I'm seeing something else on here. Judge Joe Brown is a former TV judge, is serving 5 days in prison stemming from a 2014 contempt of court charge. Wow. A judge going to jail. Okay? Judge Joe Brown is going to jail. Only for 5 days, but he is going to jail. Okay? 818-301-5834. If you guys want to call in and talk about whatever, some stuff that you have that I don't know about, maybe you guys can call in and talk. There's another student was shot dead at Savannah State University yesterday, a junior from Atlanta, died after an altercation at the university late Thursday. No arrests had been made yet, but I tell you, when nowadays there are so many young people out here that are carrying guns and aren't afraid to use them. They don't seem to care about the consequences of shooting someone. These young people don't care about the consequences of shooting someone. And they aren't afraid to kill you. They're not taking shots at your legs or anything like that. They're taking kill shots. They're looking to kill someone when they shoot at them. And it's sad because they throwing away their lives. I mean, these are young punks, okay? They still have a lot of life to live, but they're going to live it in prison. I guess that's what they want. They want to go to prison for the rest of their lives. Of course, whomever did this shooting at Savannah State University will be caught and will go to jail. just like the guys in Atlanta, that those four young boys that their way into this couple's home on a Sunday after they just getting in from vacation. A guy knocks at the door, say he having car trouble, want to use the phone. And instead of talking through a locked door, the husband opens the door to talk to the guy. And the next thing you know, he's looking at four young black kids on his porch, I guess, that are forcing their way into the house. Now, he may have been able to stop one, but four of them, he couldn't keep them off, okay? And so they busted into the house. I don't know what they were, you know, looking for, or they were robbing them, or I don't know. But they came in and they shot him in both his legs. And the wife had their 6-month-old baby, and she took off out the back door, and they also shot at her and the baby. They didn't hit her or the baby, but they shot at her. So that was an attempt to do harm to her and the baby. That wasn't that. They should be charged with 3 counts of attempted murder, right? 3 counts of attempted murder for the dad, for shooting him in the legs, for shooting at the wife, and then for shooting at the baby, 6-month-old baby. They're going to shoot at these folks. That was crazy. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Free Fall Friday. I'm just giving some news here as I go through the show. Also, if you heard about the case in Douglasville that's near to Atlanta, the guy in Douglasville that hit the young lady from behind, okay, had a rear-ended the young lady. This was right on Highway 5 in Douglasville. Rear-ended the young lady. She gets out of the car, comes around back to look at the damage to her car, and the guy rams into her and smashes her between his car and her car and killed her. And she had her daughter, and I believe it was her granddaughter. Don't hold me to this, but I'm pretty sure it was her daughter. But I'm not sure if her granddaughter was in the car, but there were two other people in the car. One of them was her daughter. Her daughter was in the car, and she had to witness her mom dying in the street like a dog from this guy having road rage. Why would you do such a thing? Well, anyway, it didn't take the jury long to find this guy guilty, and they sentenced him to life in prison. Okay? Why, you know, they sentenced him to life in prison. Now, for me, and I say this because I keep my show 100%, I say this is that I believe that it was something, a hate-type crime, because it was a white guy that used his car to bang into this black lady and kill her and smash her in between his car and her car. I mean, he looked like, he had this straggly hair and straggly beard, and he was trying to get off of it or get a lesser sentence by saying he was having mental issues, or he had a seizure. He's suffering from seizures. Now they done found a doctor who also came in and said, from the test that we did on him, he had some type of seizure at that time. Well, the police, the sheriff, the Douglas County Sheriff, said that he didn't look like he had any kind of seizure or anything like that when he arrived on the scene. And he tried to flee the scene, and there were people, witnesses around, because Highway 5, if you know anything about Highway 5 near Arbor Place Mall, it's heavily populated all the time. So there are people around all the time. And there were some people who witnessed what happened and cut him off, kept him from leaving the scene before the police could get there. So, and again, white guy ramming a black lady between her car and smashing her to death. Okay, so they cut his hair and cut his beard off and put a tie on him and all this to present him in court before the jury. But again, they saw right through they saw right through what his lawyer was trying to do. Okay, and so they sentenced him to life in prison without parole. And, you know, that's exactly where he should be, where he needs to go. And if some of these young kids could see what happens, or how things happen when you go to jail, go to prison for a long time, maybe they think twice before they commit some of these bad crimes that they're committing. Okay? And one more thing before I shut down the show, guys. I don't know if you know about thing about Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal, the kind of relationship they had when they played together with the Lakers, and then they had a big falling out. But now they seem to be making up with each other, and so they had, you know, Shaq has some kind of podcast that he does, and I think Kobe called in on his podcast and apologized to him and wants to make amends with him and make up. So that's a good thing, right? That's a good thing. I don't know what's going on with Kobe, why he did that or whatever. Maybe he's feeling guilty about what went on with he and Shaq's relationship and want to fix it. Which is, you know, that's a good thing to do. That's a good thing to do. It's like whether you're, whether you're right or wrong, the bigger person has to come out and say that I'm sorry. Okay? The bigger person has to come out and say I'm sorry. If you feel like you're right, I know you do, then, hey, that's all well and good. You know what happened. But in order to keep things right, then, you know, go ahead and apologize. Try to get things back. Try to get a friend back. Try to get friendship back, okay? And, again, I really – thank you guys for tuning in to the show. I know it's Friday. You could be doing just about anything you want. And I understand that. But you guys are really, really true testaments to listeners for my show. Okay? I appreciate it. I hope you guys have a tremendous, tremendous weekend. take care of yourselves, and I'll see you guys on Monday morning, 10:30 a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'm gonna leave you with a little Al B. Sure, some of the old school stuff. Take care, guys.